Can I ask you, are you trustworthy? If I left you to manage my retirement fund, could I trust you not to help yourself to the proceeds? Could I trust you to invest my funds wisely? Could I trust you to work hard and have my best interests at heart, not just sometimes, but all the time? Only you know the answers to those questions. Sometimes we think that trustworthiness is about not stealing, but that's only half the equation. If you're managing my retirement fund, I'd also expect you to invest the money wisely, balancing the risk and the return. I mean, I wouldn't want you, for instance, to bet the whole lot on a single horse race. But on the other hand, I'd expect more than just bank interest. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they are found to be trustworthy. Trustworthiness is when you demonstrate unmistakably through your actions that you are worthy of someone's trust. It's something that Jesus talks about powerfully in the parable of the talents, Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. As the parable goes, one servant was entrusted with 5 talents, the next one with 2 talents, and the last one with 1 talent, according to their ability. Now, you probably know how the story ends. The first 2 doubled their master's money, and they were praised and rewarded. But the last one buried it in the ground to keep it safe, and he was punished. The point of that story revolves very much around the value of a talent. Scholars generally agree that a single talent was the equivalent of 15 years' wages for a labourer in the first century. So the servant entrusted with 5 talents received 75 years' wages, the one with 2 talents, 30 years' wages, and even the one who received only 1 talent was entrusted with 15 years' wages. The point simply is this: do you have any idea how much God has entrusted you with? It may not feel like a lot, but look at your gifts and your abilities, your relationships and networks, your resources, your time, your energies. God has blessed you with an incredible amount. And not just blessed you with it, but entrusted it to you. Because after all, none of it's yours. He entrusted all that to you with a purpose, for you to go and invest it for a return for your master, for a kingdom return. Get it? So without putting too fine a point on it, would you please get out there and invest all that God has entrusted you with for His glory? Get out there and through your actions, prove yourself worthy of His trust in you. That's God's word, fresh for you today.